This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial this Thursday morning, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Maybe you thought of something during this past week. Maybe you're dealing with something now. Maybe a family member has a question. We'd love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As mentioned, we are joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Anxious for this beautiful day.
It's going to be perfect weather in these upcoming days. Nice lower temperatures, and we'll definitely take them. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about annuities, something you may have heard about. A lot of people are often asked about them or offered an opportunity with those. We'll find out what they are and what you need to know about them. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, though, let's take a look back. Of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, and we will definitely be doing one again this week. But let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week's question was, how much does the average American waste on non-essential expenses? We know that's not you, Sean.
No.
is it $1,000 per year or $5,000 per year? So what we talked about was like restaurant, takeout meals, coffee, leisure events, all those kinds of things that add up. And the actual answer was the average American wastes over $5,000 on non-essential expenses. So we want all our listeners to just review their own budgets and make sure that they're not overspending in areas that could be savings for future retirement. So thanks for all the winner, all the callers last week, and congratulations to our winner.
Fantastic. And again, we'll be doing one this week. Actually, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Again, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. So you start hearing people, of course, thinking about and talking about retirement. The word annuity comes up. And today, we're going to be getting a summary about those products. And we're going to get a little enlightenment, aren't we?
That's the hope. Yes, I feel like when we talk about annuities, we're talking about a four-letter word as it relates to retirement. But like anything else, as you head towards retirement, for those that are near or planning for it or in retirement, I'm sure this word or concept has come up. You might even hear of pensions referred to as annuitized income streams. And so ultimately, it is important for you, whether you think they're the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world, to at least have a general understanding of what they are and how they operate. So first off, a couple interesting facts as it relates to annuities. First, they first came into America in 1759 in the form of a retirement pool for church pastors in Pennsylvania. Kind of interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that before this show, by the way. Since then, they've continued to grow as a potential tool for retirees. And today, annuities of all types account for about 10% of U.S. retirement assets, or about $25 trillion in 2017. So as we start talking about this, quick kind of FYI, while we are what's known as a hybrid firm, that means we can carry an insurance license and a what's called a broker-dealer license, while we can offer them to our clients, we're not huge fans of annuities, just getting it out in front of you there. Not because they're necessarily all bad, but rather because of the complexity of them, because sometimes of the hidden costs of them, not always, sometimes the hidden costs of them. And finally, because you can typically create similar outcomes for people without having to use the product. However, again, I think it's critical for you to understand what they are and the value that some people see out of them. So first things first, what is an annuity? Well, annuities are long-term investments specifically designed for retirement. Remember that word, by the way, for retirement. If you take money out of an annuity prior to age 59 and a half, you will pay a penalty. There you go. That's why we say for retirement. So if you have an advisor or agent or somebody saying, hey, put your after-tax investments into this annuity and you're 35, 40 years old, you just have to remember, if this is really an annuity, I can't touch that money now till 59 and a half without a penalty, much like would be the case for a 401k or IRA. And also remember that you can put different types of monies into annuities. You can put IRA money, Roth IRA money, or after-tax money into an annuity, and then the annuity has its own set of rules and restrictions. So even as I'm starting to talk about this, the mounting complexity adds. An annuity can basically offer, however, a paycheck with predictable income. The income, paid either through optional living benefits or for an additional cost through annuitization, it converts your assets into an income stream that is backed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. You're basically giving your money over to an insurance company. They are then going to either offer you deferral until you turn on the income, or they will start an immediate income stream, a lot like a pension. So when you hear annuities, if you're thinking about it in the right mentality, you should be thinking, this is kind of a way to pensionize my asset. So instead of, hey, I don't have pension, CJ, I'm not one of those lucky few. Well, some people will pensionize a portion of their 401k or IRA because they want that guaranteed monthly check hitting their checking account. So that's kind of where they fit, is some people really want that, and so they go to an insurance company to provide it.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, whether it's about annuities or whether it's about any other aspect of retirement planning, they'd love to answer your questions right now. If you give us a call, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. So as we're talking about this stuff, CJ, we start hearing this thing, oh, these are fantastic money makers. As you pointed out, though, there are some little areas that you need to be aware of, things like fees and other things.
Yeah, so Malia in a moment is going to talk about the types of annuities, but that's right. So the lockups, holding periods, complexity, cost. But again, that doesn't necessarily make them good or bad. It just means you need to kind of see the yellow flag out there, right? And go, oh, I need to be a little more cautious around this because of the complexity and cost. I'll also say, before Malia starts talking about the types of these in the next segment here, we're not giving you a full rundown of the annuities. So if anybody like listens to this show and goes and says, I need to go buy one of those annuities, whoa. Go talk to your financial advisor, sit down, evaluate if it's the right choice for you. And again, hear me loud and clear when I say we typically actually prefer when we don't have to use them because there's other ways to create consistent income without having to buy the product.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll hear from Malia in just a moment. We'll talk about those different types of annuities, things you need to know there. We'll also, of course, continue taking your calls at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget to set up an appointment at Kloss Financial, that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It's not going to cost you anything. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
We're talking about annuities this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, you can call Kloss Financial, set up an appointment. That first one, it is complimentary, not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled KLAASfinancial.com. As mentioned, talking annuities this morning, and CJ kind of laid out an overview. Now's the time where you're going to want to get out your pencil and take some notes. We'll hear a little bit from Professor Cuevas about these different types of annuities that we hear about. Let's get some of the details and a little bit of description about what these are.
Right. So, you know, CJ laid it out pretty nicely, explaining that they are very, very complex. And so we want to just give an overview so people aren't questioning when they hear that word as to what it really means. So there's basically, on the surface level, two kinds of annuities. There's immediate and there's deferred. So immediate annuities, basically, you're taking you're gathering some funds, you're writing a big check to an insurance company, and they're going to allow you to take it out over time, parcel it out, so to speak. So an immediate new annuity, directly, it goes directly into a distribution phase. Essentially, you're telling them, I want $500 a month for X amount of years, and they're going to hold that money for you, and they're going to parcel it out so that you get your monthly income. Now, as CJ mentioned, there's other ways to do the exact same thing that's not quite as controlling, meaning that you have some leeway in maybe changing that up, because if anyone has lived life long enough, they know things change in life. So that's probably one of our hesitancies about annuities, is that you're pretty much locked in for many of these contracts. It is called a contract, and so you want to be careful about that when you sign up. The other type of annuity is a deferred annuity. Now rather than it immediately start producing income for you, it begins actually in the accumulation phase. So you're basically paying a premium into the annuity, and you're choosing from the investment options within the annuity. So that's the reason these are very complex, because we're melding the insurance world with the investment world, and with that usually comes some internal fees that you might not be aware of. So in that type of deferred annuity, earnings typically accumulate on a tax-deferred basis. And that's where things get even stickier. You've got flexibility when you want to start the income, and sometimes, you know, planning that for your retirement, as CJ created his own word this morning, I'm pretty sure, pensionize. That's where you can go ahead and have yourself a little pension. There's basically two kinds of deferred annuities. There's fixed and there's variable. So the fixed annuities are fairly simple to understand. They're going to give you that fixed rate of return for a specific period of time, and you can actually find which time frame works best for you. And then there's variable annuities, or in our world, VAs, and those range from A to Z. They have different types of investment options. They have living benefits that go on for as long as the rest of your life. So just so many internal complexities. We just want our listeners to be very, very careful.
Really good stuff this morning. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their different services that they are able to offer you. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com, a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast, which I would highly recommend you listen to regularly, because it's just so darn good. Don't forget as well, you can, of course, call Kloss Financial. Not going to cost anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we've been talking about annuities, there are, you mentioned, of course, there are some costs, sometimes hidden fees for annuities. What are some of the ins and outs there that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, I'll give a few items to be cautious of. But I hope, again, it's hard for us to give a full scope of what annuities are, how they operate, and whether you have a good or bad one in a 20-minute time frame. But I hope that this at least makes you pause if you're ever thinking about buying one, or go back and make sure you clarify with your advisor what kind of product it is that you have purchased. And that's just it. An annuity is unfortunately, a product. And therefore, it's going to be sold by somebody who typically is generating a commission, which can, if you're not careful, create a conflict of interest between you and the person selling it to you. So that'd be number one. Be careful of commissions. Annuities are sold by insurance agents and or registered representatives who are affiliated with broker-dealers, and they get a commission typically for selling those annuities. Surrender charges. If you buy an annuity, there's going to be a holding period, like a CD, right? I buy a CD. If I surrender it before the end of the holding period, I have to pay a penalty to the bank. Well, similarly, annuities have holding periods, typically, not always, but typically. And then finally, with a variable annuity especially, the cost of that variable annuity is going to be higher than the cost of your typical 401k or IRA, because that insurance company is doing what? Well, they're offering you some sort of benefit that you couldn't get without their help. And therefore, you get the benefit, but it comes with strings attached and a higher cost typically. So just a few things to be careful of.
Really good stuff there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll open up the email bag. We will do the Money in Motion listener question corner. A fantastic question this morning from George. We'll hear his question. We'll also, of course, do the Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll do that in the next segment, as well as wrap up our conversation on annuities. Got an action-packed final segment here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Give them a call, 442-5637. Before we get to our Money in Motion listener question corner, real quick, anytime we talk about saving for retirement or putting money into a product or anything like that, the T word comes up, which is, of course, taxes. So let's talk a little bit about taxes and annuities. What happens with that deferred growth?
Yeah, so this is a really important point. And you have to know that tax rules vary based on the type of annuity you take out and how you take the money out. So first of all, you can buy an annuity with funds from your IRA. We scratch our heads when people do this, though, because you're basically taking pre-tax money and you're putting it into a deferred product, which is an annuity. So it's almost like a deferred tax product. It's almost like a double wrapper. It's really unnecessary in most cases. So you have to understand the money's never been taxed before. It's pre-tax money from an IRA. You're putting in an annuity, and then when that money comes out, it will be accordingly still taxed. So you're not saving any taxes. Taxes still will have to come out of that distribution. The other thing that people don't understand is, well, what if I take after-tax money, money I've already paid taxes on, income tax on, and I put it in this wrapper, so to speak, and it grows deferred. The taxes grow deferred in that. Well, you have to understand that when that distribution comes out, that after-tax money has been wrapped up in this annuity, it actually comes out, the growth portion, as ordinary income tax. And that's a big, big surprise to people. People generally think, oh, it's after-tax money, it grew, I'm going to pay capital gains. And that is not the case with annuities. So just be very, very careful as you're looking at that for yourself. And finally, be careful of cashing out annuities that you may have. You need to look at the tax consequences. And sometimes you might consider doing a 1035 exchange on non-qualified or after-tax annuities, or you're going to face paying some taxes. And that's not a good surprise if you're not ready for it.
Really good advice, really good information, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, something fantastic we've been doing the past few weeks and we'll continue to do, of course, is the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. This week, one of our listeners, George, submitted this question. He said, the majority of my retirement funds are currently sitting in my 401k. Should I be considering converting a portion over to a Roth account?
Yeah, great question, George. First off, thank you for submitting this. And to all those who don't know, you can go onto our website right on the homepage. You can click there. There's a spot for submit a question. And if it's possible, your question might be asked on the air one of these days. But George, as it relates to this, should I be considering a conversion to a Roth account? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say it depends. It depends on your age, your current tax bracket, your future tax bracket, how much additional in taxes you want to pay in this year to decide to begin this conversion. Truth be told, it would really be best for you to sit down with your accountant or your financial advisor to see if it makes sense for you. I will tell you that of our block of 1,200 or so households that we work with, there's many we talk to about Roth conversions, but after we do the full analysis of it, there's only a smaller subset that actually follow through and complete it. We love the concept of Roth conversion. Whether or not it's a fit for you, on the other hand, is a very personal decision. So encourage you to talk to your advisor or accountant. Thanks,
good,
George.
Good stuff, George. And of course, you can submit online, of course, at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. We will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Is there a penalty if you take money out of an annuity prior to the age of 59 and a half? Very simple, yes or no. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Best Buy. And don't forget, of course, that is Klaas Financial office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next year, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.